Welcome to the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. So glad that you could be with us today, and turn with me, if you could, in the Word of God to Joshua chapter 3. I'm going to talk to you for a few moments on transitions or crossing over to the other side. So now select 12 men, Joshua chapter 3, verse 12 I'm in. So now select 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan flowing above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the ark of the covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of the harvest. So when those who bore the ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap, far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing towards the Sea of Araba, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel crossing over on dry ground, while all Israel were crossing over on the dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. When the entire nation, I'm in chapter 4, verse 1, when the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, select 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them, take 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood. Carry them over with you and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight. Then Joshua summoned the 12 men from the Israelites, whom he had appointed, one from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, pass on before the ark of the Lord your God in the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, for one for each of you in the tribes of Israel, or the Israelites. This passage is loaded with various thoughts and ideas that might come through your mind as you consider your faith. But bear in mind, the basic theme is transition from the old life into the new life, as the people of God were going to finally leave all the vestiges of their lifestyle of wandering, bondage, etc., behind them, and crossing over into the promised land of God and taking possession of that which God had promised for them. Now, it wasn't a simple task to carry out because there was a river to cross, a lot of people to take over, and not a simple thing to do. But just as they had escaped Egypt, God made a way for them, and the Ark of the Covenant was carried in the middle of the water as the priests went forth. The waters receded, heaped up to the side, and the people of God passed through as long as the Ark of the Covenant was there, and the people of God were able to walk through when God's presence was in their midst and set before them. It is so important in your heart, life, and mind that we walk in the presence of God. We try to walk in the established plan of God, and we try to listen to the voice of the Lord. If we do so, we'll find ourselves seeing God making a way, even in what seems to be the way that has been cut off from us, to receive the promises of God, to receive the blessing He's promised us, to get and take possession of the opportunity that seems to have eluded us. But if we'll listen to the voice of God and prepare the way in prayer, and as Joshua did, listen to the voice of the Lord, and the men of God went forward, and God made a dry place for them to go through, the people of Israel, we can see the same thing happening in our life, and God can make a way for us. God can help us in our transition period, our crossing over. And we can see a time that can be very difficult, hard, and arduous become more simplified, more streamlined, and more appealing as we see the hand of the Lord backing what we have known as His promise in our heart and life. That person that your betrothed to, that individual who's your best friend, who you believe that you have a work to do with them, a job or anything it might be. It can be something simple, it can be complicated, it can be a whole life choice, it can be moving to another direction in your life, it can be moving into another ministry. But if it's prepared with prayer, and God's will is in your life, and you're not running away, but you're running into the presence of God, God will bless you, and God will anoint you, and God will make a way for you. And if we will listen to him, God will have his way in our life, that we might see the blessings of God come to us. And the people of Israel, now, another thing we have to remember, when they got to the promised land of God, and I'm calling it Israel, but it's Israelite, the Israelites, when the people of Israel, who were just getting into their promised land, these folks, when they were making this transition period, they had gone through various difficulties and a long waiting period. It wasn't all over with when they crossed over. There was work to do when they get there, or when they got there. And in your heart and life, you're going to see the same thing. There's going to be work for you to do, even though God made the way for you to get there. So think it not strange when you go through fiery darts of the wicked coming against you, or trials of your life. Sometimes to gain and bear the best fruit and to see the greatest blessing in life, it takes a little bit of work. The Lord will give you the strength, and he'll lift you up. Okay? Remember that in your transition period, and sometimes in the difficulties and what you've got to go through to make it happen. God will be with you. There's some other things in this passage that are kind of neat, side notes, if you will. 12 men from the tribes of Israel. Perfect representation of not just the tribes of Israel, but of the 12 men that Jesus set apart for the ministry in the New Testament. That is a perfect link up with a New Testament parallel. And there's some others you'll find if you'll read through these passages again. You'll see the hand of God baptism as they passed through and crossed over, made transition. Baptism is all about transition and crossing over and taking that faith step and walking with God and bearing forth his name in the waters of baptism. It's a time of transition. It's putting aside the old man, and it's seeing remission of sins in the waters of baptism and fresh life, resurrected life. It's spoken of in the scriptures coming through the waters of baptism. Some neat thoughts also to consider in these passages of scripture. Thank you for being with us today, and let us pray if we will. And I pray that God will touch you in your period of transition or crossing over in whatever place you might be in your life and what you're going through today. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for those who are going through transitions in their life. They're moving. They're considering change. They're in prayer about a new ministry. They're going through struggles, and they thought they were walking with God, and they just don't know what's going on because it seems like hell's broken loose. God, I pray that whether it's the peace of God, whether it's the strength of the Lord, whether it's the wisdom of God, whether it's the physical ability to carry through the plan, the financial ability to do so, I pray that God, you would touch and minister to them today. I pray the seeds of sow of love, the grace of God they give and extend, will be blessed by the Father of Heaven. And I pray that, Lord, you would touch them this day and see the help of the Lord come forth and encourage them in their walk of faith. I pray for the blessings of God. I pray for the wisdom of the Lord. I pray, God, that you would meet with them. And as the men of God went before the people of God in the Jordan, and they prepared the way, and the water receded and was heaped up, and the people were able to go through and dry ground, I pray that you'll make a path, make a way for each and every one who's called in today on the prayer line in whatever transition period or crossing over they're going through in their lives, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you. We appreciate your love and mercy. Thank you always for your divine grace. Meet our needs, touch our hearts and lives. Help us this day to be refreshed in you. Help us to be a blessing to each and every one we come in contact to. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Strengthen us in our heart. And we thank you for your blessed love in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hey, thank you for being with us today. And if you need to reach us at the ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's cgmfinc.weebly.com, or email us at cgmfinc cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line.